Great Moments in American History. This is the second part in our mini-series on U.S. history. This month, Teddy Roosevelt and the Great Depression by Laura Worrell. Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt was the youngest president in American history. He was famous for his energy, his brilliance, and his funny eyeglasses. During the Spanish-American War, in which Cuba fought for its independence from Spain, Roosevelt was colonel of the Rough Rider Regiment. This was the first volunteer cavalry regiment. Roosevelt and his regiment of 1,250 men became legends because they were courageous. Most amazing, the Rough Riders were made up of men from all walks of life: cowboys, Indians, Ivy League patriots, and aristocratic sportsmen. The type of men who usually wouldn't get along, except that the charismatic Roosevelt brought them together. In 1898, Roosevelt led them, along with a group of black soldiers known as Buffalo Soldiers, up Kettle Hill, where he captured San Juan Heights, virtually ending the war. When asked to explain his success, Roosevelt said, "Speak softly and carry a big stick." The quote made it into history books all over the world.
The Great Depression. In 1929, an economist from Yale University said the American economy had reached a permanently high plateau of prosperity. 5 days later, the stock market crashed, and the Great Depression, the worst economic recession in American history, began. On October 24, 1929, known as Black Thursday, investors began getting rid of their stocks. Financiers bought the stock to stop the panic, but it didn't work, and more people sold off stock. October 29th, known as Black Tuesday, was the most devastating day in the history of the New York Stock Exchange. Prices collapsed and wiped out all the financial gains of the previous year. Over $30 billion disappeared from the American economy, the same amount of money that the government had spent to fight World War I. Public confidence was destroyed. The Depression caused a level of unemployment and poverty that the country had never seen. American families broke down under the pressure. Students left high school. 2 to 4 million children quit, and thousands of families were left homeless. One-third of Americans fell below the poverty line. Farmers with guns went to local banks to prevent foreclosures on their property. President Hoover even had to send in the army to break up peaceful demonstrations led by World War I veterans who were demanding their pensions.